Hey guys, thanks for coming here to my presentation. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to me here. I do have two problems that I want to talk right now. First one, I think you guys can tell, I do have an accent, so I really know that sometimes it's kind of hard to understand international people talking, and if you guys do not understand, please, just write down, and when we open for questions, they just say, Ricardo, please, I didn't understand one single word what you say. Can you go again? I'll be more than glad to say that. Second thing, I do kind of speak a little bit fast, so I'm trying to track myself. I'm trying to speak a little bit slowly, but if you guys cannot understand, just do the same. Just write down and say, Ricardo, at that time you're talking about something I have no clue. Can you repeat that? So, okay, guys. So the thing is, we're going to be talking a little bit for planting corn and standing cover crop. So we're going to actually be talking about timing and corn planting into standing cover crop. So that research, was developed by me and Dr. Clark at University of Missouri. So you guys, I don't know about that. I don't want to go over and over, but you guys, I don't know, like, that cover crop is really, really important for us, like, to decrease soil erosion, also to increase soil carbon intake. And another thing that is really important, like, to use as a primary method to control weeds. And knowing that, our objective to this study actually was to determine the optimal timing and methods for planting corn into cover crop in organic no-till. So we had two methods to terminate our cover crop. The first one was to mow the cover crop, and the second one was to roll, to use the roller crimper to terminate that cover crop. The timing, we plant in four different timings. One in a standing cover crop, another one right after that cover crop termination, another one 1 week after that cover crop termination, the other one 2 weeks after the cover crop termination. So, you guys all know that, but I just want to state, so when you to terminate a cover crop, it's when the rye reach the Zadox 621 stage, or stage 621. And I just want to show you guys here that this is like a picture when you're like planting in standing cover crop. Actually, it's standing, but not quite, because the tracks and even the planter knock a lot of that cover crop. Also, we have another picture here that we can show you guys. We're using the flail mower, and actually we really like to use that one because they throw the residue right below, and also we have a way better distribution of that residue in the area. And to use the on the right, we use like a roller crimper to terminate that crop. One thing I want to show here in that picture, that right down that picture here, is the difference where we can actually see when you terminate, the way that you terminate the crop. So this first one here, actually we use the roller crimper. I would say that it's pretty well distributed, it's pretty nice the way you see. Here is when you plant the cover crop in a standing, so it is when you plant the corn in standing cover crop. We can see that we have a lot of ground that gets exposed, and that later in the down the road can be a good thing, not a good thing for us, but a good thing for weeds to grow and establish in that area. The far last one is when you use a mower to terminate that cover crop. It looks really good, really even, really nice. So the way that we did that that experiment was a 2-year study that we did back in Colombia from 2014 and 15, and we use, of course, we use cover crop of rye and hairy vetch. The rate for rye was 110. In general, like, for organic farmers, they really like to use like higher rates, and we use hairy vetch that was 33 kilos for hectare, and our corn standing, and we plant 86, almost 87,000 seeds corn per hectare. And the way that we did the experiment was doing like, we did like corn population per hectare. So the way that we set up that, we had a pole, a 3 meters pole, and we put like, and you choose different, so we throw that pole in three different between rows, so we measured all those corn that was in that area, so we extrapolate that for corn per hectare. So we had a really, really bad time. Actually, mowing looked really even, really nice, but mowing, when you use the mower, we have a lot of that, what we call hairpinning. So that actually, it was really hard, it was really bad on mower, and we actually gonna be able to see when I show the results. We had some hairpinning in planting standing cover crop, and also we had some when we plant, we use the roller clipper, but not as bad as we had when you use the mower. So now we have our results. We all remember that we plant around 87,000 seeds for hectare, and we have like a reduction in general going from 35% to 80%. So we can see that when you plant an extended cover crop and you mow or use the roller crimp afterwards, we don't have a difference between those. So we're gonna, I mean, it's lower than the rate that you plant before, that was 87,000, but still it's like the highest rates we have. Also, when you right after you terminate the cover crop and you use your roller crimper, it still looks pretty good too. Oh, there we go. So here it looks pretty good too. You guys can tell that. But like I told you before, you guys can see how drastically we have a yield reduction when we use our mower. So when you use our mower right after termination, or when you use our mower 1 week or 2 weeks after, they have a really, really high reduction. So that we pretty much say that hairpinning was one of the main problems for doing that here. Also, we can actually tell that when you plant your cover crop, your corn 2 or 1 week after you terminate your cover crop, do not increase any corn population. And of course, we can tell that we can actually see like that's pretty much like we increase the competition with weeds when you do that time. Also, we can have a problem with like a dry weather where we don't have rain. So we have a lot of things that, so we do not recommend when you wait 1 or 2 weeks to plant your corn after terminate your cover crop. And the thing is, but now you guys gonna hate me for one thing. Everyone in this room here that work with organic, they already know one thing, and we just figured out that after finished that research, that corn and cover crop is not a good idea. All right. So everyone that have been trying to work with corn and cover crop in a rotation, they are having a real hard time. We know that the rye is gonna tie up all the nutrients. So afterward, when you put that corn, we're not gonna have enough available nutrients. So actually, in our experiments, what we have been doing to try to put that corn together, so we increase our seeding rates, and also we apply nutrients after planting the corn. This is applicable for us because we work with research, but for real life, for farming, the real world, that's not gonna be worth. So yeah, so the whole, and after I finish that talk about talking about what is the best timing to plant cover crop, to plant corn after terminating cover crop, I would pretty much say that we do not recommend you to plant cover crop and you plant corn afterward. With soybeans, a totally different story, but not with cover crop. With that, I just want to finish our conclusion that the best stand of corn, yeah, they, we had with when we planted standing cover crop. When you plant in a crimped cover crop, we have better stands than we, when you plant after mowing the cover crops, and I pretty much talk about all the hairpin and stuff. And if you delay our corn planting after cover crop, we're going to have reduced stands, so it's not going to help. I just want to say thanks to USDA and IFA that fund this, this project. And I'm not Kerry Clark, I think you guys can tell that. So my boss was not feeling like giving the talk today, so say go there and talk for me, so I'm doing that for her. And the thing is, I do have two problems. First one, I think you guys can tell I have an accent, and sometimes listening to international kids kind of hard. So if I'm talking, you guys cannot tell what I'm saying, just write a note, and afterwards, hey, Ricardo, you talk for 10 minutes, I could not get one single word, so you ask me, I'm gonna try to answer that. Another thing, I do speak kind of fast. I always try to track myself, so if you guys tell us I'm going too fast, say, Ricardo, slow down. I'm going to try to do that. So, all right, so we're going to be talking today about, we're going to be talking about timing to plant corn into cover crop. So this project was developed by Dr. Clark and me at the University of Missouri. And the thing is, we all know like how cover crop is great. I don't want to be here like talking over and over, but we all know like it's great to reduce soil erosion. It's awesome to increase soil organic carbon, and it's amazing to be like one of the primary methods to control weeds. So we know that. So with that idea, we had our main objective here, which was to see the optimal timing and the method for planting corn in a cover crop in organic no-till. Corn in a cover crop in organic no-till? That sounds crazy. I know. But okay, so we had two methods over there. One was with mowing that cover crop, and the other one we are using the roller crimper. And the timing to plant that corn, we had four different timings. One, we are planting a standing cover crop, just going there and plant that corn, and right after we are going to mow or use the roller crimper. The other one, we are actually mowing or using the crimper, and right after that, we are planting our corn. The third one, we are actually use 1 week after cover crop termination, and the last one was 2 weeks after cover crop termination. So these are our main idea here. So we do have a picture here that we actually are planting a standing cover crop. I would say that when you say standing cover crop, I do not agree with that term a lot, because we all know that the tractor tires and even like the planter, we knock a lot of that cover crop. So it's kind of standing, but not quite standing, I would say that. And also here, we do have like some pictures that we use that flail mower to terminate the cover crop. We really like that one because we keep all the residue right below, so we do have like an even distribution. We also use the roller crimp that everyone know and work with. One thing I didn't say that we terminate our cover crop at Zadox 6-1 stage, so it's pretty much when it starts flowering that we do that. And here I do have a picture. I don't know if it's going to be that clear, but I'm going to try to show you guys the difference between when you plant in a standing cover crop using the mower or the roller crimper. So the first one here, we use the roller crimper. We can see that actually had a really good distribution of that cover crop in the ground. It's pretty even. When we plant that corn in a standing cover crop, we can see actually we have some ground exposure. And that tells us one thing, that for weed control, that okay, we use cover crop to control weeds pretty much. So we are not doing a really good job, because we're going to have some weeds coming here in that open area. So okay, so maybe planting a standing cover crop, we're going to have more plant population, but maybe we're going to have more weeds. So we should think about that. And the last one, I didn't do that quite well. But so this one here, it was supposed to be where we use the mower, and you can see it's pretty nice. I mean, we can see that the distribution of that residue is pretty even. So with that, I'm going to tell you guys our methods. It was like 3-year study back in Columbia, not Columbia, in Columbia, Missouri, from 2012 to 14. We use rye as a cover crop, a little bit of hairy vetch. We use our seeding rates for corn. It was almost 87,000 seeds per hectare. And our data collection was pretty easy. We had like a 3 meter pole, and you put between rows, and we count the plants that you had emerged when they are like around 10 centimeters, and we extrapolate that number to plants per hectare. So that's what we did. One thing that we have a really big problem that we call hairpinning, that we had when we use the mower. So when we use the mower, we're gonna cut out that cover crop, and that cover crop is going to the seed furrow, and we're gonna have some problems for seed germination afterwards. So we can see that it's pretty bad. When you plant in a standing cover crop, or you're also planting using the roller crimper, we do have some of that hairpinning, but it's not as bad as when you use the mower. And you guys gonna see that in your results, that we're gonna have a really decreased number of plant population when you use the mower. Okay, so I just told you guys right now. So you guys remember we plant 87,000 seeds per hectare, and we have a reduction from 35 up to 80% of what you plant. So we can tell like the best method that we that we found out here that when you plant an extended cover crop and you either use the mower or the crimper afterwards, we're gonna have the highest plant population. But maybe you can ask him, Ricardo, but why we still had 35% of reduction? Everyone that works with cover crop, tell me, is that easy to put that corn or even soybeans seeds in the ground with cover crops? That's it. It's not. So we do have that problem. And another thing also that I would think that for conventional farmers, they can use insecticide and fungicide that they can give a boost to start that seed germination. We don't have that tool in our toolbox, so we're going to be behind anyway. But if you go more here, where we can see that every time that we use our mower, so that AT means right after planting, we use the mower. We can see how it was the decrease of corn plant population. If you go over, we can see that 1 week after, we also had a really bad decreasing plant population, and get worse when you get 2 weeks. That pretty much tells us one thing: mower is great to keep out that residue in the ground, but we're gonna have a lot of problem with hairpinning. So we should say maybe it's not a good idea to use that. Another thing you said, well, so I'm gonna terminate my cover crop right now and I'm gonna wait 1 or 2 weeks. Should I do that? No, you should not, because you guys can tell how bad is gonna be your corn stand afterwards. So just like as a conclusion, like I just said right now, as we all saw that the best stand of corn we got when we plant an extending cover crop. Farmers in general, they terminate the cover crop and they plant right after, so we still have to study to do and to see which one is better. But yeah, with our results, we can tell that if you plant an extended one, it's going to be good. But we have to remember, we're going to have that ground exposure, so it's not going to be that good for weed control. So we're going to have to know what you want, more corn in your area or less weeds. So it's kind of hard. So if you plant in a crimped cover crop, you're going to have better stands than planting use a mower. And that's what we all know because of the hairpinning. And don't do that. If you think that delaying your corn planting after terminate your cover crop, you're going to be doing a good job, no, it's not. But the thing is, before I finish that talk, I cannot finish without telling you guys, because I'm pretty sure that everyone knows in that room here, we all are researchers. So if you ask me, would you recommend to do like rotation cover crop and corn? I say never do that. And what happened is because we had like more than 5 years working, trying to work with corn and cover crop is just terrible. So what happened, we can say that maybe because all the rye gonna tie all the nitrogen and the nutrients, and we're not gonna have available for corn afterwards. So I mean, so this is one of the main reasons that we think that is that happens. So yeah, we should say we really hope that we have more scientists that can work and try to figure out a way to have corn and cover crop together, but so far we don't have that answer why it's not working. But anyway, beans and cover crop work fine. So, I mean, if you guys want to do cover crop, go with beans. So with that, I just want to say thanks to USDA and NIFA for funding that project. Thanks for Dr. Clark and everyone that worked with us. And if you guys have any questions, Dr. Clark will be more than glad to answer you guys.